Last year, federal district judge Barbara Crabb ruled the tribes could not implement their plan to allow tribal members to hunt deer at night on public land in a 7-county area in northern Wisconsin known as the Ceded Territories. But this week, appeals court judge Richard Posner sounded more open to the idea. He asked attorneys for the state whether it wasn't actually safer to hunt deer at night than it is during the day.
At night, when you freeze them with the light, they're this large stationary target. It's like shooting at a target on a shooting range. So I don't know what your concern is.
The state argues that members of the non-tribal public have never been allowed to hunt at night, and it only occurs when the state hires professionals to eliminate nuisance deer. But Judge Frank Easterbrook said neither the tribes nor the state have submitted any evidence about the safety of night hunting anywhere outside Wisconsin.
The technical term to describe this, I believe, is hot air.
Sorry?
Hot air. It's lawyers' talk, but without any empirical foundation. Is lawyers' talk a good reason for a district court to issue or maintain an injunction?
The tribes argue they have created a rigorous permitting system that will allow only trained marksmen to hunt at night in designated areas, similar to the way the state allows it. But the state says night hunting is inherently dangerous and the tribal program will increase the likelihood of accidents. A ruling in the case could come at any time. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.